Papa.
From a euphemia, of course. What did we say then? Reg, did we say? Wally, where are you? Paul, where are you, Paul?
I'm here, Danny.
What do you want to tell us, Paul? Firstly, where are you, Paul? Because that's important.
We're speaking from a very sunny London, now in North Wales.
Oh, right, OK.
Look in there. Okay.
Every call that comes in goes a little pin. London. OK. Again, what else?
I've got a very embarrassing story about a monkey.
You see, now we're going to prove to you, Alice, what I've suggested for a long time, and Dan has confirmed this morning alongside of me, that monkeys are, you know, literally God's gift. He said, let's put something down there to amuse man, that'll be your monkey. So what will happen with you and the monkey?
Right, I was dating a girl up in Scotland, in Dumfries, travelled up there, and we went for a few days touring around. We went to a safari park.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot happening, so I threw a few crisps on the bonnet to attract the attention. And
that's one of the weakest displays of male pride I've ever heard of. Here we see the native London male attracting the female in the time-honoured way by lobbing the odd crisp onto the bonnet of his car. What do you mean, as you do? I've never... Anyway, so let's presume you were throwing crisps onto the bonnet of your car to impress the females, yeah?
Well, there wasn't a lot happening. They were all sort of, I don't know, having a sleep or whatever. So
the women or the birds?
The monkeys.
Oh, you were trying to attract monkeys on there. Now I'm sorry, you see, I'm being facetious and I'm missing the point of this man's story. So you're actually trying. I like Captain Ben when the full accompaniment, he's got a great laugh. You're trying to impress your girlfriend by getting monkeys onto the front of your car. Now I'm with you. Now that's a solid bit of male work. Yeah,
right.
Off you go.
Mm-hmm. So eventually we got one on the bonnet, mm-hmm. and he sat there.
Did you reverse quickly and watch him fall?
Pardon?
It's all right, carry on. Sorry.
He was eyeballing my girlfriend.
Hey! Yeah.
And got quite excited at the...
Oh, really?
Sight
yeah.
of her.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
So then he proceeded to actually play with himself.
Oh, no, I don't know. That's the end of that. That's the end of that. We're getting cowpat stories, wee stories. I have a Pete. Pete, it's an adult show out there, by the way. No, wait a minute. Yeah, sure he did. But if you really want to tell that story, by the way, if Wally, what was his name?
Wally.
Paul. His name is Paul. Paul, that story runs like this. It's a great old joke, and it's a fellow goes to the zoo with his girlfriend, and he says, we're going to go and see the monkeys, darling. And they say, oh, you must know this, Alice. And they go up to the monkey cage, and there's no monkeys.
Right.
And he says, oh, and she goes, well, I'm ever so disappointed. He goes, well, the monkeys should be here. You know,
yeah.
I don't know where they are. And they stand, there's still no monkeys. And so, appropriating his joke, this is how he should have told it. So they stand there outside the cage with no monkeys in it. A zookeeper comes by. He goes, excuse me, this is my girlfriend. We've come here to see the monkeys. There's no monkeys. But no, he said, it's March, sir. It's the breeding season. This is one of their top breeding days. They're all in the back room, let's say breeding, sir. He goes, oh, are they? Do you think if I threw a few crisps in there and stuff, they'd have come out? He said, would you?